We might hard work of it, but look, we're delighted. As I said, we don't have too many trophies in the cabinet, so every trophy to us is very, very important. We've a lot of young lads out there today playing in their first county final, probably their first season playing senior football, so we knew Ahavas coming down the road. In fairness, they won junior championship last week, so they were gunning for us and had no fear coming down. And look, that's the way it played out, but in fairness to our lads, they stuck at it, and we got the result in then, so we're delighted.
It was a hard battle because Ahavas got off to a great start, and you had to dig the game out.
Yeah, Ahavas did. I suppose it was could have been a body blow to the lads, but to settle down. We probably had four or five bad wides, but we got to test then, and I think we probably scored about 1-7, 1-8, maybe 1-9 without reply. So that was a massive boost. And again, probably the third quarter, we knew that Ahavas, look, it wasn't going to lie down or anything at all, and they brought it right back into it. I think at one stage maybe there might have been 2 points in it. But at the end of the day, the courage and the commitment and the effort that the lads have shown all year, they deserve nothing less than their victory this evening. So we're delighted.
And they played a lot of good football there. They opened up Ahavas at times, and that was the key perhaps to turning the tide on Ahavas.
No, definitely. Look, there's good pace in the team. There's good, honest lads. And maybe we could have maybe create a little bit more, but then we have to give credit to Ahavas as well. They got back in numbers. We would have played them earlier, so they'll probably have known the way we were going to set up. But we chipped in a lot of points. I think we probably had a huge conversion rate from play, actually. I think maybe about one, the lads were saying there, maybe 1-13 from play. So that's a big return and a good spread of scores as well.
And it was a huge amount of scores, so you have to be happy with your scoring rate, because you had a lot more scores in the game. Ahavas got 3 goals, but you had to match that more or less with points all the way.
No, definitely. Look, and I suppose two of the goals they got was probably penalties as well, so we probably wouldn't be that happy with our defending in that front. But definitely, I think the scoring was probably 10 scores to 17, so it's nearly double, and that's not being disrespectful, but it just shows that, you know, when they went at it and they showed a bit of composure, they kicked some great scores. I know we probably had a few wides, but we definitely were worthy winners when you compare, let's say, 20 scores to 10 or whatever it was. We're happy with that, yeah, for sure. But lots to work on.
And you have to be very pleased with the 16th man here this evening. You're a great supporter and a good crowd here at this game.
Look, Drumcair, I've always said it, and I've been around for years. We have the best support in the county. Every club will say it, but we really, really have. We could go to the back of Beyonds and they'd follow us and they'd support us the whole way. And look, that is a big thing. And to have it in our own club, it probably might never happen again. So it is a huge honour. And I suppose it was probably a bit of added pressure to win it in your own club as well. And look, at fair play as they did, and we're giving the crowd, because the last 18 months hasn't been happy and we all missed it so much, and we realised how much of a part of our lives football is. So it's a big thing, and it's great for the club tonight. And the girls is out tomorrow morning, the county final here against Drumahair. So we'll all be down roaring, cheering them on as well. So look, things is good. They're getting back.
And on the agenda, not far away, is the Leitrim Intermediate Championship. Drumcairn have given the Leitrim Intermediate Championship a great run over the years. You'd be hoping for another good campaign.
Absolutely. That's, look, at every year your league is kind of a stepping stone to the championship. And we're no different. And every year, every club that's in it will feel that they can give it a rattle. And we're no different. We feel we're going the right way. We've a little bit more to learn. As I said, we've a lot of young lads in there. But the great thing is they're willing to learn and they're putting the hard work in. So, no, we've no fear now. Everything in front of us is in front of us, and we're going to attack it.